Hello and welcome back to Tea with Tracy. Coming to you spilling relevant tips, trends, and talk in all things real estate, homeownership, and community related. Well, today we are continuing on with our local business / entrepreneur series. And I have another one of my favorite local entrepreneurs on with me here, Jordan Quick. Welcome, Jordan.
Thank you, Tracy.
Woo-hoo! So happy to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So, Jordan, you are a local business owner. You are the owner and operator, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, you can go with that.
Of Quick and Massage.
I have a lot of titles.
Yeah, a lot of different titles. But the title that I have, the way I have you in my phone is body mechanic, right?
True.
So like when something.
Please fix me.
Yeah, please fix me. I did this to my shoulder or this to my ankle or what are the things over the years that.
I think so many people are like, hey, can you just fix this? And I'm like, hey, let's just start with, let's take a look.
Yeah. Let's see what we're working with here. So
100%.
A lot of times people think massage, right? And they think like, ooh, you know, like go, oh, how nice and relaxing and stuff. And I'm like, oh, no.
No.
That's not what this is.
You haven't met Jordan yet.
Yeah. You have not seen Jordan. That is for sure. No, there might be a little discomfort at times, but I always leave feeling better than when I, you know, when I came in. So,
I'll take that.
Yeah, always.
The negative thoughts towards me are in between the massage and then right. Afterwards. Okay, right. Thank you.
Yeah, that is, it's like, okay, thank you, Jordan. Yeah. So how many years has it been now? Because, I think I've known you for, it's been over 10 years.
I have been doing massage. It was kind of funny that you asked.
Yeah.
Just about a month ago, I was like, how long have I been doing this?
Yeah.
11 years.
11 years. Okay. So yeah, so I was right. And I know like I met you like kind of when you first were getting started.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So
and that was pretty awful.
So no, you weren't awful, but like that was like at the beginning because you were just kind of getting into it and trying something new.
100%.
But then, you know, and you started off, you weren't working for yourself at the time. You were working for a company and that's where you started off. But you kind of started, you became friends with another massage therapist who kind of, who did what you do now as well,
yeah.
Who was more of a, okay, let's fix your body. Like there's something wrong. Like
yeah.
This, you know, we're not going to just sit here and lightly, you know, massage, which I will say I've had, not by you, but I've had some of those massages in the past. And I actually think I feel worse when I leave than when I go through the torture that you put me through.
Well, I feel like sometimes when you're an athlete and you get relaxation, it brings up things that unless they get taken care of, like it exacerbates the issue.
Yeah.
Like it feels good for a second and then you're like, so why did I do that?
Right. Because I've left those going, okay, this is like really irritating. Like I just don't, it doesn't, get in and really like, fix what is wrong.
100%.
So 11 years. And I mean, over that time, like you said, I mean, like anybody who's starting off in something new, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you're not an expert at that time, but you were still very good at what you did. And you started
I'm glad
to,
you think so.
Yeah, no, I do.
The like, exact
but,
opposite.
You know, but at the same time, too, remember, I was going and getting those awful, you know, massages.
All right, I'll
like
give you
left.
That.
Okay, so there we go. So that was my starting point, too.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, you've really kind of, like, honed in on your skills. And, I mean, one of the things that I know from my own personal experience is that you will actually do research, right? So I come to you with a different issue, my shoulder, my back, like different things. And you will actually do all of the research because you really understand the way the body works, you know, and how everything moves together. And so you'll do the research to make sure that you're coming up with a solution that will actually help resolve the issue or alleviate the problem. And, and I think that's why you've been so successful over the years, you know, and really have developed that reputation that, you know, if you really need something done or you need somebody to get to the root of something, Jordan is your guy.
You may not like him going
you
through
it. You may not like him. You know, you'll be like, who is this guy?
He will figure out the issue.
Yes, yes.
I would agree.
Yeah. And yeah, and that is something too, right? Like, I mean, we just talked about it, but like a lot of people think massage and they think, oh, you know, but no, I mean, if you're really, you know, trying to fix something, there's some pain involved.
100%.
So, yeah.
And I think a lot of that like kind of started when I first came up, people didn't really take massage kind of serious.
Yeah.
And then I think what made it kind of start to happen, where the serious night kind of came in, is I can't remember if it was the 2016 Olympics where they had Michael Phelps on.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had him, like they were showing like he had all of these like, it looked like suction cup marks. And everyone was like, did an octopus make love to him? Like what
what's
happened?
What's going on?
And then everyone was like, what is that? And then everyone was like, oh, he's getting cupping. And from there, everyone was like, wait a second. Can massage do more than just relax you?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where the last, probably since 2016 going on, people have started to take it more seriously now than it used to be. When I first came in, people would be like, eh, I can get a massage.
Right, right. Well, yeah, and so that's so when I first met you, I was never one except for maybe once a year on my birthday mm-hmm. would get a massage, and it was supposed to be like the treat, you know, go yeah. relax, get a massage, but it was never anything that I was like, oh, okay, you know. But once, you know, because I played basketball for a lot of years
yep.
and several injuries that came from that, and then another fun one was when I, you know, the rowing that we have
yes.
for Dragon on the Lake and the rowboat and. Yeah, definitely.
That was a weird injury.
Yeah, that was. It was a doozy, though.
One did not go away for a long time.
No, that one took a lot of work and a lot of research on your
100%.
Part. 100%. Yes, yes. But it did go away, and, I mean, look at me now.
Agreed.
So I would agree. Like, I was one of those people mm-hmm. that, you know, looked at it as just like a – you know, it wasn't a necessity. It was a luxury,
yeah.
if you will, something that, you know, you went to do. But I definitely view it very differently now. It's definitely a component in maintaining a healthy body,
mm-hmm.
you know, making sure that because if you let something go, right, if something's not in the right place or things are not moving the way that it's supposed to, you're only going to continue to have other issues
yes.
pop up. So, you know, if you go and fix the problem, right?
Yeah.
It's just like something in your house,
yeah.
right? If something is like, if your toilet is running or something, well, you know, it can lead to other issues, but your water bill is going to go way up. And, you know, so you want to make sure you're taking care of things and your body. I mean, we only get the one.
Yep.
So even though, you know, later in life, some of us get some, you know, different parts put in for
100%.
Knees and hips, but still we want to preserve what we have and have it function optimally
yeah.
as long as possible. So.
Well, I think that's kind of like, I was just telling somebody that's kind of going to be my 2024 is not only helping people kind of fix, but then trying to figure out root causes so that these don't keep coming back up.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people like will sometimes get into that like, okay, you can fix it. And it's like, okay, I can fix it.
Yeah.
But eventually I won't be able to fix it.
Right, right.
I had a lady long, long time ago, she was doing like water skiing and she was like going like 3-4 times a day, like not a day, 3-4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just, every time I saw her, it was getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh man, I'm so glad you're here that you can fix all of this. And I kept telling her, I'm like, hey, you need to chill out.
Stop breaking it.
Stop breaking this. And she's like, why? You'll just fix it. And I'm like, I get it. But eventually your body's going to revolt and
yeah.
it's not going to like you.
Yeah.
Well, sure enough, I didn't see her for like 8 months. And I was like, is it something I said? Like, I didn't realize the truth was going to hurt. But then she came back and I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in like 8 months. What happened? And she's
yeah.
like, I tore both my rotator cuff. And I'll be honest with you. I can't imagine what the rehab would be to try and like, if you have one arm that's
yeah.
debilitated.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to like rely on the other one. While the other one heals.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if you tear both of them.
No.
What you do in that process.
How do you eat? Like, like, you know, that's the first thing we're both thinking, like, 100%. Very important. Like, yes. How do you eat?
How do you eat? How do you wipe your butt? How do you do anything? Like, how do you pull your pants up, yeah. put your clothes on, like anything?
Yeah.
Or even as simple as, yeah. hey, how am I going to open this door?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, and I will say, so from my own experience, when I broke one ankle and sprained the other, you know, not really being mobile in that way. Like, I had my arms, but I couldn't get from one place to the other.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was fun times.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it really is very frustrating and very, it's hard, especially for somebody who's so independent and used to being independent to being so dependent now on other people to help with just those basic things. Yeah. So your goal this year then is to do even more research and try to help diagnose and, help somebody kind of take a look at maybe what they're doing to, if issues continue to pop up, maybe what is causing that and what can we do a little bit differently? So.
I would 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think it's because everyone always wants to be able to be feeling better.
Yeah.
But sometimes if you have an issue that's lingering, that hasn't been taken care of, it doesn't matter how many times you fix it. It's going to keep coming back.
Right.
Or if you have an imbalance going on, somewhere along the line, you may get rid of the one issue. But like you were saying earlier, you're going to start developing a different issue.
Right.
And this is just something when I was younger, I used to just be all about fixing it.
Yeah.
Because that's all I knew.
Yeah.
But as my knowledge has kind of grown, you not just learn how to fix things, you have to learn how to be able to tell people, hey,
yeah,
we could do this dance the entire time.
Yeah.
But if you want to feel better and you want to be better, there's got to be a commitment.
Right.
And you might have to do this, ugly word no one likes to hear, do a little homework. I always tell people that, you might have to do some homework.
Yeah,
oh.
Yep.
I don't want to do homework.
Oh, who likes homework?
No,
come on,
no
Jordan.
I know. I didn't homework.
Yeah.
But now I'm doing it.
You're doing it, yeah. Well, you're doing it because it's fueling a passion. And you also, you're somebody who really cares about others. And
I do.
You do care about, healing, helping to heal them in the way that you can. So, and really, it's like with any problem, right? You have to get to the root of what's causing it.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of times, like you said, people just want the easy way. I might be in that category sometimes. I'm terrible at homework, but sometimes, you can hear and say, oh, okay, I can do that.
I do have to, though, give a little credit, though. When I first started off, at a chain, when I started, you come in from, the school. I came from Flint School of Therapeutic Massage. It was a great school. But, when I got into it, it didn't give me the perspective of what I needed, mm-hmm. Getting into it. You get this confidence when you come out, you're great.
Yeah.
But you haven't experienced the amount. And then you haven't, it's like any kind of, on the job kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Where you think you know what you're doing until you're actually on the job. Right. And then you're I have no idea what I'm doing.
Right.
And that was pretty much me for, I would probably say, almost a year. And I remember probably about a year into it, I was looking around and I'm like, I don't know what I'm really doing. I know how to get around and do massage, but I don't know what I'm doing to actually take it a step further.
Right.
So I remember being in a massage, and I'll use his name, John. Mm-hmm. And I remember being in a couple's massage with him. And I remember looking over and his massage.
You two were doing the massages.
What? You're awesome.
Sorry.
I actually was a little more jealous of his massage because I'm looking over and I'm like, he's amazing. He's unbelievable. And I just remember when I was doing that, I was like, okay, maybe when I go, if I go and ask him, maybe he'll shoot me down nicely. Maybe he'll do this. And so I'm like, we get into the break room and I'm like, hey, John, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, shoot. And I'm like, do you mind if I, I don't know, just shadow you one day or something like that? And I'll never forget it. It was the best story ever. He was like, no, I got one better for you. He was like, I'm going to teach you. And I'm like, okay, well, like, I can tell that you're light years ahead of where I'm at. What do I owe you?
Yeah.
And it was the most hilarious thing that I owed him. I owed him Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay, well, there you go.
I was like, hey.
wings it is.
And then when I found out how much his education was worth, Buffalo Wild Wings was beyond. Yeah. Like, it was the easiest trade ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
So yep. I'll be forever indebted because he set me on the path because he taught me as a massage therapist, especially being a man, that you can't go into it. You got to be able to bring it.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that because once that got instilled, it's the reason why, like, I always do a lot of research and I keep it up because that's the one mentality he always said is you got to come in and you got to bring it.
Yeah.
And with that, it kind of set that, like, foundation of, like, I always got to take it a step further.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. And you two developed a friendship. You know, I remember John and, so you guys had a nice friendship there, too, over the, and still do, right, over the years. So, yeah.
And so, nice. I always have to give him a little bit of a shout because where I was going in massage, I don't think I would have gotten there without him kind of, like, maybe I would have gotten there eventually.
Yeah.
But it would have taken much longer than what he did.
Right.
Like, I still remember the days where I'd come into the room and he would do, what was the game he called it? It was basically figure out the massage. So I had to figure out the attachment point. I had to figure out its indication. I had to figure out basically where it connected.
Yeah.
And I had to define all of that. And so, like, every single day I'd come in, he'd be like, "What's that muscle?" And I'd be
name
like,
"Name that muscle, right? And, like, just like name that tune."
Yeah, name that tune. Name that muscle. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't like you, John. But then as time went on, it made more sense because in the beginning, I asked him, I'm like, "Why do I have to know all this?"
Yeah.
And then once that happened, I was like, "Oh, that's why you wanted me to know that muscle."
Mm-hmm.
Because then, without thinking about it, I already knew what that muscle did, how it moved, how far it could go, what the muscle can and can't do.
Yep.
And without that, I don't think I would have been able to be where I'm at.
Yeah. So what you're saying then is I should thank John for all the hours of torture over the years.
100%. Yeah. Totally blame John.
Like, let me, like, right under here,
the armpit?
Provide some excruciating pain because of something somewhere else.
The armpit by far is the worst.
It is. It really is.
Like, IT band might be on a second.
Yeah, that one's not fine either. No. I think we've done just about every injury. Yeah, playing sports and
I feel like when you play sports, you get some of the injuries you wouldn't think you're going to get.
Right, yeah. Yep. You use muscles in a way that you just, wouldn't normally.
No, agree. Like, I remember when I was doing bodybuilding, bodybuilding and massage is never a great combo. never try it at home.
I know, I remember when you did that, but I don't understand, you know, like, because I know, like, you get to the end towards those competitions and stuff, and you basically are on, like, minimal, like, calories.
The worst thing ever.
It's like, oh my gosh, how do you function? I don't think I'd even be able to walk around, let alone, you know, give deep tissue massages.
I don't know how I did it either.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember one of my clients, he was really gracious. He, when I got done, he was like, "Are you done with those contests?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Why do you ask?" He's like, "Well, your massages started to slack. I ain't going to lie to you." Like, "But I was giving you a break because I could tell you weren't eating any food."
And weren't eating. And those of us who've known you for many years, you know, that's something you and I share is a love of food. So that's what we can spend. It's good because you can distract me sometimes from the pain and torture that I'm going through by talking
that is
about
my objective.
By talking about food.
I'll be like, "Hey, look over here."
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'm joking around. I mean, there is definitely some pain involved, but it's all, again, you know, a means to an end. It's because I've done something to my body that needs repair, needs fixing, and you know how to do that. So
when I feel like as time has gone on, my massage has gotten probably a little more sophisticated.
Yeah,
where I use a lot more tools and accessibility.
Yeah.
Because I know a little bit more now.
Yeah.
Where it's not. And as I'm getting older, I know no one ever likes to hear that, but in massage world, I'm already, how do I say it? The lifespan for massage is very, very like mild, where like,
it's kind of like football, right?
Yeah.
It's like being a football player.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard on your body, too. Yeah.
Most massage therapists maybe only last between, if you're deep tissue, between 3 to 5 years, and your regular massage, it's between 5 to 8.
Okay.
So I've already, I've already 3 years at like
past
over,
retirement.
Past retirement.
So what do you attribute that to?
Getting smarter.
Yeah.
You kind of have to.
Yeah.
Because you start to get, what was the injury that, when I tore my labrum, I think it was either 17 or 18. Mm-hmm. I remember the doctor said that, like, if he did the surgery, I was going to have like 8 or 9 months off.
Okay.
And for me, that sounded like absolute torture.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he only said it's that long because of what you do. He's like, if you were anybody else, it'd be like 3 months.
Oh.
He's like, but your field requires you to at times be really soft and then at times be really aggressive.
Yeah.
And then at times you have to put a lot more than most.
Yeah.
And he's like, if that's the case, you basically have to be able to go through those ranges. And I was like, well, I can't be off that long.
Yeah.
So that's when I started to slowly start incorporate different things. Mm-hmm. And then as time has gone on, I was really resistant to them in the beginning because I always thought they were like a luxury tool, like hot stones.
Yeah.
I always thought like, oh, that's what you go for relaxation.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
but I didn't realize probably until like actually this year, I stepped into that realm
mm-hmm.
and basically started using a lot more like hot stones.
Yeah.
And then using actually even like hot towels.
Yeah.
Which actually makes it a little easier, not necessarily for, what's it called? Like a deep tissue.
Mm-hmm.
But like calming the mind down.
Yeah.
So that as you're going through certain things, like the muscles kind of let go easier.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Because of the heat and the sensation, like, yeah, that is nice. It makes it easier to manipulate the muscle then.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one thing we said. You started off years and years ago at a chain, but it wasn't very long before you actually evolved and you've actually had your own business. And
yeah.
You've been on your own for a number of years.
I'll be honest, though. I never wanted to leave the chain.
Yeah. No? Really?
No, I never wanted to.
So it was one of those things, right? That just
it did.
That just happened. But you know what? It probably was meant to be.
Yeah.
Because look at what you've built over all these years. So.
Oh wait, don't get me wrong. I love that I was able to go from that to this.
Yeah.
But if you look back, like we had such a good group of people at that massage branch.
It was, yeah.
But just certain other aspects kind of led it to where a lot of us had to make the decision to go.
Right. Yeah.
So it was kind of
that's hard. Change is never easy, right? No. And then especially when you have like your work family and you know
that's always the hardest.
Kind of being broken up, like
yeah,
it's not fun to break up a family.
No,
so.
You're like you're breaking up my family,
right? Yeah,
you're taking away my family.
Yeah. But it's you know it's led you to this point, and like you said, now you've gotten. You know, smarter and you've learned some other, you know, methods
yep.
that where you can still provide the same level of care. But, you know, like you had a mentor. Do you ever see yourself maybe mentoring someone else into the business?
Oh, yes. Down the road, my plan is to have someone come in with me.
Okay.
Maybe eventually they'll take on some of my clients and they'll basically get to a point where I can then start thinking about opening up my own school or my own tutelage. That's kind of my idea and my thought process.
Okay.
Is eventually to kind of be able to step that bounds. Because I want to be able to teach people kind of like the more practical way when you come into massage. Like not just your standard, but also the expectation of what you're going to get into it.
Yeah.
Because when I got into it, it was a really, really like culture shock.
Yeah.
Because, like, we thought everything when I was in school was amazing.
And
school for massage was awesome.
Yeah.
But when you get into it, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't really know a whole lot.
You know, I think that's like, I mean, cause really, there's, you know, new realtors, they go and get their real estate license and they go through the school to pass the exam and stuff. And then they, you know, get to a brokerage and they're like, I don't know how to do the job. I mean, and you really don't, right? The school.
And you probably got to look at them and go, information. Let me help you.
Yeah. 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 I have been a mentor in the past to new agents. And yeah, because there's a lot that you need to learn about the business. And
I can't, and I can't even imagine what you had to kind of go through like in the last couple of years. Like, there's so many.
Yeah, the last few years really, yeah, my industry, that's a whole nother podcast, but yeah, it's definitely changed a lot in the last few years from what it's been, because I've been in and around real estate for, I don't even want to say how long, because then it'll definitely age me, but for a very long time, and it's definitely changed, and I mean, everything's always changing, yeah. But these last few years have really been different than anything else. So
And I agree with you. Like, even massage has changed a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Which everything's going to grow and evolve and change, but it's good to know. So, you know, if anybody watching this podcast has ever thought, you know, I want to help people, I want to, you know, that might be something I'd be interested in, you know, they should probably reach out to you and chat a little bit more.
Yeah.
So yeah. If nothing else, for a good conversation and some guidance, because I know that you can provide that.
Yes,
so.
I can. I can talk.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We both can. This podcast probably ran way long, but but that's okay because we're having fun.
I'm like, I can't tell the time.
Yeah,
I know. I'll just keep talking.
Yeah, I know. I can see the time, and yeah, we're over what I normally do, but that's okay. That's okay if you are still with us.
Yeah, like if you haven't fallen asleep yet.
Yeah. I don't think they could fall asleep, but... But, well, Jordan, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit about what you do. And I would encourage, you know, anybody who, you know, if you have any issues or you need to, if you need a body mechanic, then then Jordan is definitely your man. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yep. So I appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate for what you've done for not just me, but so many others over the years. And, yeah, hopefully this year is going to be another awesome year for you and your business.
Thank you. I want to just give one shout out because by the time this runs, Oxford will have set up its very first powerlifting meet.
Awesome.
And it's going to have over 500 athletes from 15 different school districts, 10 different platforms.
Yeah.
And I think what's cool is that it's a program that was kind of like they didn't really want to support it. And one of the coaches came up and said, no, I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Even without the school support. So probably after this, the school is going to catch up and get on board.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's cool is that no matter what, they're doing this event.
Yeah.
And they're keeping it going. And it's going to be Oxford's very first powerlifting.
That's awesome. I mean, you know what? Because different activities for different students, different individuals.
Yes.
And there definitely is a whole population of kids that's, you know, that's going to be perfect for them.
Yeah.
So,
and why not give another, like you said, another outlet for kids rather than just like, you know, everything like with football, you know, volleyball and all
that. And kind of on topic with what we've talked about, you know, do it in a way that they can learn how to do it properly so that they're not creating injuries that could take them through their adulthood.
Yep.
So
I see. I like where you went with that.
Yeah. See,
look at that. Like,
there we go.
All right. Nice.
So, well, thank you again, Jordan, for joining me.
Thank you, Tracy.
Always great to see you.
Always great to chat with you.
Yes. Very nice. Yes. Chat. Yes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't enjoy seeing you. No, I'm just kidding.
How rude.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. But thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And thank you all for tuning in to Tea with Tracy. We'll see you next time.